Good morning to all of you. It's good to see you in our service today. I'm glad that you are here. This past week, I did a little bit of study on my own of the mentions of the trumpet. And I've been playing the trumpet for many years. I did something similar to this in college whenever I had to do a research paper on the trumpet. And I tried to find every reference in the Bible to the trumpet, and there are many. And I was just reviewing again the purpose of the trumpet. You know, in Numbers chapter 10 and verses 1 and 2, God commanded Moses to make two trumpets, two silver trumpets, and they were to be of one piece. They weren't to be pieced together. It was to be one piece, and it was to be forever used by the children of Israel to assemble the tribes. And so they would have a call of the trumpet that would go out to one section. They would break down their tents, prepare to get ready to go. Then the next trumpet would sound, and they would get it all done in an orderly fashion to establish the rows. It was always a call to move. That was interesting. It's time to move. It's time to go. It's time to assemble. And we find this used in the New Testament as well, where the Bible tells us that the trumpet shall sound and the dead in Christ shall rise first. It's a call to move, moving from this earth to the heavenly scene to receive our bodies. And I could not help but think, you know, the Bible uses the trumpet in many different occasions. A call to arms, a call to assembly. There are approximately 25 different trumpet calls that were used by the United States Cavalry. I remember we, just for fun one time, a bunch of us guys got together and we pulled some of the music for those trumpet calls and tried to do some. I'll tell you, some of them were pretty tough. You had to do a lot of practicing to be able to do some of those. But every one of them had a different sound, and it was a call to do some action. Assemble, time to hit the hay, time to get up, time for lunch. I mean, they had every kind of a call, and everyone heard the call and went into action. And I couldn't help but think every time that this is referred to, and I was referring to Joel chapter 2 and verse 15, blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly. It was a time for gathering, time to move together because there was an important message that was to be delivered by God. And I wonder, isn't it interesting that when the world plays its trumpet, everybody gets up and runs? When the world plays its music, everybody jumps up and runs to it? How come when God plays His trumpet, nobody's listening? Nobody's listening. I want to hear that. I want to tell you something, folks. The trumpet's going to sound. And if you don't know Jesus, you won't come. You won't come. I want to ask you, who's in charge of the music in your life? Is it you or is it God? There's a trumpet that's going to sound. And the dead in Christ are going to rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. That's one trumpet call you don't want to miss. And yet it seems like every other instrument can play, and we just fall right behind it and run with it. I want to encourage you today, as your pastor, are you ready for the trumpet sound? When it calls, we're going to talk about that in our morning message today. When that trumpet sounds, are you ready? Are you going to hear it? That's going to tell whether you're real or whether you're fake. And I pray that you're real in Christ this morning.